Welcome back to the show, Heaven Bray. Good to have you here. It's a Thursday morning. A couple of days shy of that Victoria Day long weekend. Some of it might end up being spent indoors. We know the weather is not necessarily giving us beautiful, sunny, warm temperatures through the weekend. We're expecting, in fact, a fairly rainy entry to the weekend, if nothing else. It does get a little bit better, tapers off later on Saturday through Sunday, so maybe we'll get a good Monday out of the long weekend, but we'll keep an eye on the weather and keep you informed there. You know, I think back to what was nearly a 30-year career in policing and the opportunities that we had and took every time we were out working a shift to connect people to legal advice. Now, the majority of time, in fact, I would suggest almost all of the time that I was involved with connecting someone to legal advice was after I had arrested them. Because you make the arrest and then you have a duty, an obligation to get people connected with a lawyer ASAP. In some cases, that could be legal aid. In other cases, people would have their own lawyer, but that mandated authority that is bestowed upon police to get that person that has just been arrested, that potentially is facing a charge of some sort, to legal advice it's enshrined in the Canadian legal system. Here's the gap. I can't even tell you how many times domestic disputes happen at an alarming rate. The Regina rate of domestic domestic calls was about 25 a day when I retired from policing. I don't estimate that number has gone down. Domestic disputes, some of which are domestic violence, is a big problem in this province, and it is province-wide. It's not just one city or one community. Here's the problem with legal advice is the person who is the victim in these cases, many times looking to escape from abusive behavior, many times looking to the police to say, I need help. I need to get out of this situation. Maybe they need to take children with them to keep them safe. They also need legal advice. But sometimes the cracks are they don't qualify for legal aid. They haven't been charged with anything. In fact, they're the victims most times. They're the survivors of these domestic situations. And yet, if they get legal advice, they're on the hook to pay for it. It's a part of the system that doesn't get spoken about often. And so when I heard that we've got launched in our province the first no-cost trauma-informed legal clinic to support people impacted by intimate partner and family violence, I was the first to say, bravo, it's about time. And I'm glad that someone is looking at this. This is so important. The Elizabeth Fry Society of Saskatchewan is the organization behind this. They've called it the Listen Project. In fact, you can go online, listenproject.ca, to find out more. I love the concept of this, and I'm happy that we've got a couple of leaders in our province that are willing to join us and talk about this. I welcome to the show two guests. Violetta Dima is the managing lawyer with the Women's Legal Clinic and joins us by phone. Violetta, thank you so much for taking the call.
My pleasure, Evan. Thank you for having me.
And Nicola Brigovich is the executive director of the Elizabeth Fry Society and joins us by phone as well. Nicole, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Evan.
So, Nicole, maybe I'll start with you. Why was this clinic needed now?
Yeah, so the Women's Legal Clinic was really built out of years of frontline work with women who have experienced violence and trauma in Saskatchewan. Historically, Elizabeth Fry has focused on supporting women who are criminalized or are at risk of criminalization. But through our work, we recognized that many women entering the justice system were themselves survivors of violence. And so what we saw was consistently women with overlapping legal matters as a result of gender-based violence, and they were falling through the gaps in the legal system. So I do want to correct one thing that you said. The Listen Project was a project that the Elizabeth Fry Society had in partnership with the provincial government for almost 2 years. Mm-hmm. And it, last summer, we found out that the funding was being cut. And it was a transfer agreement from the federal government to the provincial government. And so, unfortunately, when the funding was done, there wouldn't have been that service anymore. The Listen Project was great because it allowed us to collect raw data in respect to how many women were actually looking for those services so that we could look for funding to extend that program. The Listen Project also was limited in ways because it only allowed 2 to 4 hours of free legal advice to women, and then they were ending up having to self-rep against their abuser in the end anyway. So what we did as an organization when we found out that the funding wasn't being extended was we took that raw data and we put together a proposal and reached out to the Law Foundation of Saskatchewan. And we just sort of pitched our concept for the Women's Legal Clinic. And here we are.
I love the concept of this, Nicole. I appreciate you and the team being willing to take this step. Violetta, can you talk about, we know, sadly, we hang our heads, actually, at the notion that Saskatchewan leads the country in rates of intimate partner violence. So how does that reality show up in the legal needs that you're seeing?
That's a great question, Evan. And yeah, absolutely. Saskatchewan has more than the national average in terms of intimate partner violence and family violence or domestic violence. We see it in our policing, like you cited over your police career, how prevalent it was. Recent RCMP stats are indicating that it is 30% of all violent crime in southern Saskatchewan and 50% of all violent crime in the north. The effect of that in terms of legal work is it impacts almost every, certainly every area of practice that we do. And we do specifically family law, child protection, criminal law, and immigration law. And many of the survivors who come to us, they are interacting currently with the criminal justice system, be that, as you cited, as the victims of the violent crime who are not getting right to counsel, who are not getting the same constitutionally protected safeguards that the accused are. But then there's a flip side of that as well, because a tactic of abuse is to actually weaponize the legal system, to put in false reports to law enforcement, to use CPS as leverage. So you kind of see it from both sides in terms of both the individual who is actually a survivor, but also accused and facing a criminal process, or at least there's a question of that, there's investigation and so on and so forth. But also the needs, like you cited, sometimes they have to flee with their kids. What does that look like when your abuser is the other parent? And what kind of barriers is that? And the reality is that, and I think you hit the nail on the head, our clinic is responding to the fact that there are a lot of legal complexities that surround gender-based violence, intimate partner violence, and there wasn't a lot in terms of trauma-informed response. And we think that, like, early holistic trauma-informed intervention isn't just a nice buzzword. It is absolutely critical to improving the outcomes of survivors in Saskatchewan.
Violetta Dima is managing lawyer with Women's Legal Counsel, or Legal Clinic, I should say, and Nicole Obrigovich is joining us as well, executive director of the Elizabeth Fry Society. Nicole, I can't help but think that there are other professionals that work to try and help people that are survivors of domestic violence that are also appreciative that this service is being given, because, you know, as police, we would take someone who needs to escape from a situation to a transition house, to a safe house, yeah, for example. But then there would be an expectation. Again, we're not the experts. So the people that work at these transition or safe houses probably end up trying to provide some sort of legal counseling. I can't help but think this is helping all parts of the system.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you, because when we did take over the Listen Project in 2024, there were a lot of really great partnerships built in community between us and like organizations like PATHS and Regina Sexual Assault Information Center and SAS and Saskatoon, as well as Housing for Women, because there just wasn't anything at all. And I think although legal aid does a really great job in respect of representation, there are still a lot of gaps. And unfortunately, there is also an income disparity in respect to, you know, women that are fleeing. And often their abuser is the one with the job and that situation. And so I think for us, this was a no-brainer, but I'm also just going to flag that, like, we're concerned about capacity for our organization. You know, we have Violetta, and we have two advocates at this point, and I guess we'll see what it looks like in the next 6 months. But we just know that those gaps were severe when we showed up on the scene, and I imagine that we'll be really busy in the first 6 months. I think after our opening, because we didn't do a hard launch, we did have our opening on the 8th, but I Violetta, you can probably speak to this, but I think we had like 23 applications in the last 2 days, something like that.
Yeah. That actually leads into a good follow-up question, Violetta, for you, because I know that cost is a major barrier, which is what is one of the beauties of this project, because you are removing that barrier. But I know it's not the only one. Need is great. So what are other barriers you're trying to address with this service you're offering?
The need is great and the need is complex. And I think that you are correct in flagging that it's not only cost, it's not only income and the barriers that exist for access to justice, but it's the fact that often survivors are tied to their abuser from a standpoint of their immigration status, from the standpoint of housing and other just kind of basic living considerations. And that's what I meant, or that's what we mean when we say holistic legal service, because you could theoretically walk into a law firm, if you could afford it, of course, and get legal advice, but that lawyer isn't going to be equipped to connect you with different community supports, help you apply for income assistance, for example, or help you navigate some of those social safety nets that exist. And that's kind of why our objective is to blend both legal service as well as community-based support, because it is a need that exists out there for many individuals.
The Elizabeth Fry Society of Saskatchewan launching one of the province's first no-cost trauma-informed legal clinics to support people impacted by intimate partner and family violence. This is such a great project. Before I let you go, Nicole, how is this funded, and how are you planning on funding this going forward?
So like I said, it was Listen Project was previously funded by the Ministry of Justice in Saskatchewan, and it was such a great partnership. But unfortunately, when that ended, I wasn't ready to just stop. You know, I wanted to make sure that women still had that option in the province. And so we have a long-term relationship with the Law Foundation of Saskatchewan. They've been one of our biggest supporters in respect to our court support, our good news services, that sort of thing. And so I took this project to them, and they agreed to fund it. They also have agreed to extend funding, but we'll have to put in another application to them in the fall. And we're currently working with the federal government to also get some funding so we can continue and maybe scale a bit as well.
Nicole, Violetta, keep up the good work on this, you and the rest of the team. This is important work, and I appreciate you joining us to talk a bit about it today.
Okay, thank you so much, Evan.
Appreciate it. Violetta Dima, the managing lawyer with Women's Legal Clinic, the executive director of the Elizabeth Fry Society is Nicole Obrigovich, and this is the province's first no-cost trauma-informed legal clinic that supports those people impacted by intimate partner and family violence. We're not talking about the people that are charged, the offenders. We're talking about the survivors, the victims, how they get the help. They and their family continue to get legal advice, legal support in making decisions that ultimately lead to a safer and enhanced wellness in their life. This is a great project, and I'm glad to see they've got it going off the ground. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Thanks again to our guest that just joined us from the Elizabeth Fry Society. We had Nicole Abrigovich, and then we had managing lawyer for the Women's Legal Clinic, Violetta Dima. This is basically a new provincial-wide, no-cost legal clinic that supports people that are impacted by and trying to flee intimate partner and family violence. And I have to say, I'm touched by the number of people on the text line who are sharing their stories confidently but quietly, saying, I was in this situation. I know what it's like to leave after, in some cases, people are saying 15, 17, 20 years of abuse. Made the decision to leave, but had no support from a legal standpoint. Thank you very much to everyone being willing to share their stories. And Nick, with the with a quick comment on the text line, I'm learning something from this segment. Is it possible that a man who beats the crap out of his wife and kids is entitled to a free lawyer, but the wife and kids are not? This has to change, says Nick in Saskatoon, and that is exactly why this project is underway in Saskatchewan. So tip of the hat to all of the great leaders that are working to try and rectify this in our province. We'll be right back here. 650 CKOM, 980 CJME.